We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain inalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness. So how are you doing in your pursuit of happiness? If you feel like you're playing a game of hide and seek, you're not alone. Only 19% of Americans describe themselves as very happy. Hello and welcome to the Monday Morning Mindset. I'm Eric Dieter, your host. I'm an ultramarathon runner, mindset coach. The Monday Morning Mindset is where I share ideas and tools to help you develop a strong mindset. It is your mindset that determines your success in life as well as in running. You know, I think we have the wrong mindset about the pursuit of happiness. We hear pursuit and we think, oh yes, happiness is running away from us and we have to chase after it. We have to hunt it down. We have to find it. I don't know that you want to kill it, but just capture it, bring it home. Happiness is out there somewhere. We have to go after it. That's what the pursuit of happiness sounds like. And I think in most of our minds, that's really kind of where we're at. Is happiness is an elusive target, and we're playing something like a game of hide and seek or hunting it down. I was looking at the page of a life coach recently, and they were talking about happiness, and they said that in order to be happy, you have to eliminate sources of negativity and do things that make you happy and eliminate the things that annoy you or irritate you. You know, I kind of read that around and I went, well, yes, I'd like to do all those things, but I don't know that that's going to make me happy. The thing is, what we think we need to be happy is that we have the right career. We have a perfect house. We have car. We have money. We have attention from people, maybe on Facebook, maybe on having your own podcast. We need accomplishments. We need a relationship. If we have all of those things and the right kinds of those things, then that should make us happy, right? And at least if you watch ads on TV or, you know, the marketing, everybody is telling you what you need, and it's really, they don't really say it, but they say, if you have these things, you will be happy. You'll be happier than you are now. Maybe you won't be extremely happy, but you'll be, you need these things that we're selling you to make you happy. I think we have the idea that, you know, and especially as we grow up, you look forward and go, oh, when I get married, I'll be happy. Or, you know, when I get a better job, I'll be happy. When we have kids, that will make us happy. And then sometimes it is, you go through all those things and you say, you know, if I could just find a partner who really understands my needs, I'd be happy. The problem is that going out and searching for happiness is that it's never enough. Piling on things won't make you happy. If you have to find it out there somewhere, you're probably not going to be doing very well in the pursuit of happiness because happiness isn't out there. See, what we believe and what we're taught, and this is just kind of how things are in our society, and it feeds into the marketing as well. It allows them to sell you things, is that it kind of goes like this. If you have the things that you want, you'll be able to do the things that you want to do, so then you'll be happy. It's a have, do, be, or a do, have, be. I mean, you can exchange the first two either way. I need to have more things so I can do the things that will make me happy. The reality is that it should be, do, have. You have to be the kind of person who does the things that make you have the things that you want. I'll say that again. You have to be the kind of person who does the kind of things that will get you to what you want. We don't think much about our being. We are doers and consumers, havers. Is that even a word? The thing is about happiness is that happiness starts on the inside. It's an inside job. Now, I can hear you saying, you know, you mean all I have to do is just make a decision to be happy? Well, yes and no. And I know that's not a very helpful answer, but let me explain. No, You can't just decide to flip a switch and be happy. There's more to happiness than just making the decisions like, oh, I'm going to be happy. I've been miserable all my life up until now. And hear this guy on a podcast say, you can decide to be happy. And I'm just going to make this decision and that will work out. It's not that easy. But the yes part of that question is yes, happiness does come from making a decision. Now, before you get confused, let me explain a little bit more. You can decide to be happy when you are living and acting from your identity rather than trying to find things to create your identity. When you know who you are and you respond to circumstances rather than reacting to them, you can be happy even when things, you know, people can look at you from the outside and go, how can you still be happy when things aren't going right? So this is the ultramarathon mindset, and so running is a great example. Think of an ultramarathon, and there are two marathon runners who are deciding that they want to take the step from running marathons to running an ultramarathon. And they train and do the things that they think they need to do to go from that marathon distance up to an ultramarathon. Runner number one goes into the race and plans his splits for each mile, sets aggressive goals for their total time, and the motivation is to prove his ability as a runner and go to the next level. He's trying to make the race. If he finishes the race, then he will be an ultramarathon runner. Runner number two plans her race strategy. She has A, B, and C goals, and her motivation is that she thinks that she has more inside of her than just the 26.2 miles. She doesn't know for sure, but there's something inside of her. She thinks she's got what it takes to go that extra distance. Okay, both runners go into this ultramarathon and they have a DNF at mile 24. The story that runner one tells himself is, I'm a failure. What will people think? The story that runner two tells herself is, oh, I failed. I will learn from this and I will do better next time. See, the best part of living from your identity is that you get to decide who you are. Runner number two decides, I have more in me. I know I am an ultramarathon runner. And even though she didn't finish her first attempt, she still has the identity as, yes, this is something that I will do. Runner number one is looking to the results to tell him who he is. The pursuit of happiness isn't something that's out there. It's something that's in you. It's becoming the best version of yourself. It's about having confidence and satisfaction with who you are. So the takeaway from all of this is, the pursuit of happiness, all of us want that. I mean, the pursuit of happiness is an inalienable right. It is something that we all want. And sadly, you know, only 19% of us really feel like we've got it. The takeaway is that the most important mindset work you can do is to know who you are. Now, you know, knowing who you are, knowing your identity, and working from that point of be, do, have, rather than the have, do, be, if you be the kind of person who does the kind of things so you can have happiness. That model doesn't guarantee it. Happiness is still a pursuit. It's still something you have to work on. It's still something that takes work. That's why it's called pursuit. But it's not out there having to chase it down, having to hunt it down and grab it and drag it back to your house. Happiness is inside work. It's working on who you are so that you can be the kind of person who does what it takes to make you happy. And for every person, it's going to be different. For those of us who run, you know, going out there in the woods, putting ourselves through miserable conditions sometimes and testing our limits makes us happy. For non-runners, they don't understand. And most people who don't run trails or don't run ultramarathons don't understand what's the appeal of going out and doing that. But it is the doing of that, because we are ultramarathon runners. We have decided this is what we're going to do. And working from who we are to go out and run crazy distances in all kinds of weather and test our limits, that makes us happy. It also hurts. It also, there are a lot of obstacles to overcome. But the pursuit of happiness is working on who we are. So the takeaway is you don't go out and find yourself. You create yourself. You can decide who you are. It's not searching for your identity isn't somewhere out there. It's the decisions that you make. And if you don't like who you are, you can make different decisions. That's where I come in as a mindset coach, because I have been through this struggle of chasing happiness, looking to other people to make me happy, looking for other things to make me happy, looking for the perfect situation. If things were just right out there, I could be happy inside. And I found out all of that chasing didn't bring it. But once I started coming down to deciding and realizing that, I don't like the way I don't really think who I am is who I want to be. And realizing that it's just as easy as going, I want to be somebody different, and making different decisions, making some mindset shifts to become the kind of person who describe myself as very happy. Not all the time, but for the most part, I am happy. And it is still a pursuit. It's still something that I'm working on. It's not something that's perfect, but I'm not chasing happiness out there anymore. I'm chasing happiness by trying to become the best version of myself that I can be and helping other people do that. In fact, that's part of why I'm here, is because seeing other people find that switch to be the kind of person that does the kind of things, to have the kind of life that you want. That's what a life coach is for. That makes me happy, is to see other people get that breakthrough. So if I can help you, give me a call. You can message me here at the podcast, ultramindsetpodcast.run. Now don't do .com I shouldn't say don't, because that will make you do it. Oftentimes I put .com and that's the wrong. It's .run. Ultramindsetpodcast.run. You can contact me through the podcast, or you can message me on Instagram at Eric Dieter. Thanks a lot for listening, and go for the pursuit of happiness to be the best version of yourself that you can be. And I'll see you next time.